And just about 8 o'clock as the Rays have taken a 2-1 lead, as this is the first of four Sports Shuffle quick blast updates. In the zone behind the microphone with the Tampa Motor Mouth all crazy all the time. And here we go with catching you up on the scores. Of course, Matt Joyce just had a huge two-out double for the Rays. And the Rays now lead 2-1 where they were trailing 1-2 zilch O'Rooney. And we'll check around the scores all over the M to the L to the B. As right now it's the middle of the week and no football. Well, that's what's happening. And we'll let you know what's happening as far as things go. The two fantasy leagues that I'm the Duh Commission, just because I've never done more than one fantasy football league as commission this year. It's two. I know, of course, not that you give a crap about that, but hey-ho, what do you know? Of course, we had a scattered day of baseball games starting all the way back at noon, staggered through the afternoon, one after the other. And I don't know. I like baseball when it starts at 7 o'clock. It starts at 7 o'clock, because then you have non-stop, a whole bunch of action, and it's also better for you when you're playing fantasy baseball. Like right now, yours truly is involved and leading. That's right. I'm leading 11-7.8. I don't really give a crap, but I am more crazy all the time. You can follow me at Sports Shuffle on Twitter. Boom, like that. As so far for my guys, hey, Matt Joyce is also on my fantasy team, and boom, just got the key double to help the Rays take the lead in reality, and he is also helping me in fantasy too. Not that, of course, I know you really care or particularly rejoicing about that, but hey-ho, what do you know? That's me, you're you. Let's get to all the scores. Yeah, you always gotta love when you were on a page and okay, what happened to the page? Yeah, live radio. At least right now, I don't have anybody listening, so yeah, that's a good thing. Yep. But, of course, we have top fourth. I like when it's bang. I mean, you take the web browser and you get it up to like 200%, viewing for all the lettering. Yes! So, we have, of course, top fourth. Indians and Rangers going at it, as it's 0-0. Of course, Rangers have had two hits, and Indians have had one, and not much going there. Of course, Tampa Bay and Baltimore now tied up at two hits apiece, and Rays, of course, have the lead, 2-1. Thank you, Matt Joyce. Of course, Reimold had the early home run off of Wade Davis, so hopefully he shook that off, and he's getting back into WD-40 mode. Cincinnati and the Chicago Cubbies. Cubbies on the road, as Cincinnati has already ripped open the Cubbies. 3-0, ripping open Coleman, who's probably not too much longer for the mound if this keeps up. Especially since it's now 5-0, as Juan Francisco singled on a line drive to right fielder Reed Johnson. Votto and Bruce scores. I think it's time for a pitching change. Wouldn't you say it's time for a pitching change? I definitely say it's time for a pitching change, because, of course, while one of my main focus is loving the Rays and Rays baseball, you do know that there's a world beyond just the Rays. Also, bottom of the third, the Nationals going at it with the Metropolitans, and that game is in bottom of the third, 2-0, and Nationals. No home runs or anything in that game, so that must just be going a little bit small ball there. And Colorado Rockies, Milwaukee Brewers, they're kind of warming up there. And it's not a lot of games tonight, because we had, as I said, a staggered schedule. It started way back at 12, and